Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today we will be talking about a very prominent issue in the world today, the refugee crisis. First of all, what is a refugee crisis? A refugee crisis can refer to a movement of large groups of people that have had to leave their respective countries and homes so that they can have the better opportunities, as they did not have opportunities in their countries. Oftentimes, refugees have to leave their countries due to the war. Refugees have to go through lots of difficult times and have to sacrifice lots of things so that they can survive and go on. Refugees are suffering, and we have to do something to prevent it. In the book Outcast United by Warren S.T. John, there are 12 kids that had to leave their countries to have better opportunities. They had to sacrifice leaving their respective countries alone so that they could accomplish their dreams of going to college and having jobs. These 12 kids left to America and built a soccer team alongside their coach Luma Muflef, a woman from Oman. This book tells us the journey of 12 innocent kids that start off with nothing and end up being a family. I recommend Outcast United as it is a very relevant text related to the refugee crisis. Not only that, but it also gives us a different perspective to what it means to be a refugee. On today's podcast, I will explain why this book is relevant to the issue, the different perspectives of what it means to be a refugee, and how the author wrote the text to stir empathy. Why is this book relevant to the issue, and why is this issue relevant to our world today? This text is very relevant to the issue as it shows us the story of refugee kids that have to go through times that no kid should go through. These kids came from Afghanistan, Burundi, Kosovo, Liberia, Somalia, and Sudan, and many have endured unimaginable suffering to survive and be able to create the team with Coach Luma. Many of the kids have had to go through very hard situations. For example, Mandel and Jeremy Aziadi had to leave their countries with their mom, leaving their father behind. The Ziadi family had to watch their father die in their own living room and then had to leave to a refugee camp in Ivory Coast, and had to wait 5 years to be resettled in Clarkston. These horrible things happen due to terrorists and different rebel groups that kill adults and kids so that people start listening to them. There is an approximate number of 69 million refugees in the whole world that have gone through the same situation as the Ziadis, and even worse. This issue is very relevant to our world today, as each day there are more and more refugees, and it should be the other way around, each day less and less. What different perspectives does this book provide? In Outcast United, the kids explain and show us how a kid has to survive in their position. For example, when getting into the shoes of Alex Nadwari, a refugee of the team, we can see another perspective that many of you might not have seen. Alex had to take care of Bienvenu, Eve, and Alia. He is part of the General's family. They lived in Liberia. They had never been really rich, and as their mother had to work a lot since he was little, he has always taken care of his little brothers, as their father died in the war. These kids' story shows us the different perspectives, how refugee kids need to grow up at a very small age so that they can move on with their lives. These perspectives show us how being a refugee is harder than we thought, and it shows us how the author was trying to write this book in a way that people felt empathy towards the refugees. How does the author stir empathy by writing this book? Warren S.T. John was a very big part of this book, as he interviewed all the little kids to write it. This book was written in a way so that people could feel what the refugees felt. He did this by giving us the situations of the kids and by telling us what they had to go through. The author of this book did not write this book focusing on football. He wrote this book to show the readers about the social and economic difficulties of adapting to a new culture and the challenge facing a town with a new and disparate population. After writing this book, people started to get more and more involved with the refugees, giving them supplies and helping them to accomplish their dreams. Most of them were successful, as they graduated in very good colleges and had very good jobs, but some weren't, as they still struggled with English and their economic situation, which also means that there is a lot of work still to do to be able to stop the refugee crisis. In conclusion, I recommend Outcast United by Warren S.D. John, as it is a very relevant text related to the refugee crisis. It provides different perspectives of what it means to be a refugee, and it is a book that stirs a lot of empathy.